Some requirements for a healthy voice. First of all, maintaining good general health is the best thing to do. Get adequate rest, exercise regularly, eat a balanced diet, including lots of vegetables, fruits, and whole grains. Be sure you drink plenty of water. Most vocal teachers and laryngologists say 2 quarts of water a day. Try to avoid dry interior climates, smoggy, polluted air. Limit your use of your voice in restaurants and noisy parties and cars and planes, and don't yell. Even calling from room to room can damage the voice. Try to speak in the same pitch level where you say, mm-hmm, or your name, Betty. Reduce demands on your voice by not doing all the talking. Remember, when you're talking, you're not learning. Learn to breathe silently. Gasping can be very tiring on the vocal folds. You are a vocal athlete, so you must treat your vocal apparatus as other athletes do. Vocal warm-up should always be used prior to singing or speaking. And vocal cool-downs are also essential. If you need to get someone's attention, do it non-vocally, such as clapping, whistling, or tapping your glass on the table. Move closer to people you're speaking with. Face the person with whom you are speaking. Use a mic when needed. Try to relax your neck, jaw, and face muscles. Let's talk a moment about throat clearing and harsh coughing, very traumatic to the vocal folds. The safest and most efficient way to clear mucus is by using a gentle, breathy, productive cough, not such a loud vocal one. Try this. Take in a deep breath and momentarily hold your breath, and then produce a sharp, silent ha sound while you expel the air. Avoid antihistamines, analgesics, mucus agents such as drugs that try to keep you from coughing, local anesthetics. I suggest putting a piece of tape on your forehead if you must undergo an operation in a hospital that says professional voice performer. Acid reflux disease? See a doctor about it right away. Self-destructive behaviors. Avoid smoking cigarettes, of course. Too much alcohol is drying. Learn to use your voice with as little effort and tension as possible. Avoid shouting, screaming, and laughing too loud. If it feels bad, don't do it. If your throat is tender to the touch after using it, or your voice is hoarse at the end of speaking or singing, your throat feels very dry with a tickle, inability to produce the high notes you used to have, see an ear, nose, throat doctor right away. And always have an ear, nose, throat doctor or laryngologist you can count on. Learn to develop an accurate perception of your vocal health. If your voice is feeling tired, why is it feeling tired? Identify the source. Accurate self-evaluation leads to good practices that will return you to good vocal health in the shortest period of time. And avoiding and abusing vocal health issues will hurt you in the long run. Seek professional help for all of your problems vocally. And remember, treat your voice well, and your voice will work well for you. This is Betty Zoller, VoicesVoices.com.